Tane Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tane Bavli, Daf Chof Beis, the beginning Yerushalmi, Tech Vov, Amad Beis, and the first Mishnah of Halacha Vov. Al Elu Masriim, Bachom Mokim, Al Shidafoim, Val Yerakoin, Val Arbe, Val Chasir, Val Chayaro, Val Cherev, Masriim Aleihim, Mipnei Shehi, Maka, Malechem. The Mishnah says we blow the shofar for the following everywhere, or Shidafoim, which is wind blasted crops, Yerakoin, which is jaundice, for Arbe and Chasir, which are different species of locusts, for wild animals, and for the sword, we blow the shofar because it's an affliction that moves. The Gemara says, Mihama ba'ukva, the shame of Yosi ben Chanina, Mafiyim al Pargia Shalpishtan, Pargia Shalpishtan, my timer, Shama the Sha'arua Niyasar ba'arez. Yehama bar Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, said that we blow the shofar for birds that ate flax. What's the reason? Shama v'sharua, which is astounding and revolting, will be in the land. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Hashem of Yonason, Masim al Hasharav, Mataima, Kode Hilachti b'loi Chama, Kamti b'kal Ashavea. Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that we blow the shofar for a heat wave. What's the reason? The pasuk says in Iyo Perek Lamed Pasuk Chof Ches, "I'm blackened without the sun. I arose in the assembly and I cried out." I'm Rabbi Loza, Oike Nasich Adloi Tiztoich Lei Mataima Ayaroich Shuacha Loi Vitzar Vachol Ma'amadzai. The other said, honor the doctor, make pray to Hashem before you need him. What's the source? It's the pasuk there in Eos and Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Yotes, where you set up your prayers so that no trouble before you, before trouble before you, not any forces of strength. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, in Siddhat Tshila, Leihei, Lach, Sorry, Tse Ayin, Menamala, and I call you ma'amadzim koichacha shneema v'chom ma'amadzei koyach. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagreed about this. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you arrange your prayer, you will not have stinginess from above. Rather, all will strengthen you, as the last few words of that pasuk say, v'chom ma'amadzei koyach. Rabbi Shimon Lakish amal, in siddhat ha'tshila, lo'i tehei meitza picha, ela ha'ocha picha v'maleyu. Rabbi Lakish said, if you arrange your prayer, you would not constrict your mouth, rather, widen your mouth and I'll fill it. By Seiftava Arbe El Afilu Knaf. Mishnah says that we blow the shofar for Arbe. It's not only for Arbe, which is all of the species of locusts that came, but even for Knaf, which is one species. Lamani Krishmoy Chatil, Shu Hoysal Sakol, Lamani Krishmoy Guvai, Du Gavidina Demoi. Why is one species called a Chatil? It finishes off and consumes everything. Why is one species called a Guvai? It collects the debt owed in what people are liable to its master. Which is that we blow the shofar for evil chayos. It's not only for evil wild animals, but even for evil behemoths. For how you shanim about yisrael hamor noshech or meimis shon noshech or meimis. There really is not yisrael when a donkey bit and killed and an ox bit and killed. Mishnah said we blow the shofar for the sword. It's not only for a sword of a nation that wants to wage war, but even for a sword of Shalom, which is a nation of peace with you that wants to make war with another nation. It already made an impression of its danger in the days of the king Yoshia. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin. Maaseh sheyod of the kingdom of Yerushalayim areihem, the god of Tanith, Mishnah says a case occurred in which Chachamim descended from Yerushalayim and decreed a fast because a full oven's volume of Shidafoin, which is wind blasted crops, was seen in Ashkelon. They further decreed a fast the next day because wolves ate two children in the Transjordan. Because it wasn't because they ate, it's because they were seen. The Gemara says, "Hadal dat amal b'mechunas aval b'mefuzal afilu para Mikan. Rama says this, the share of a full oven of Shira Fotin is when it's in one place, but if it's scattered, we better show it even for less than this. Amrubimana knew Radsim Achreim. Mana holds that Ryosi said that the wolves were seen chasing after people. Amrubiosa Rabun knew Ramokim Shain Roy Lahim. Ryosi Rabun gave a second opinion, that they were seen in a place that's just not proper for them to be. We come now to Halacha Ches. Al Elu Masrim B'Shabbos Al Eir Shekishur Akum Oina Val Asfina Amitarefes B'Yam. Mishnah says, for the following, we are Masiri by the Shoif on Shabbos, for a city surrounded by Gentiles, or a river that's about to flood, a city, or for a boat about to capsize in the sea. Yesi Aime, Le'ezwa Avaloi Le'tzahaka. Yesi says that we are Masiri by the Shoif to call people to come to help, but not to pray for them. Shimon HaTimini Aime Af Al HaDevev Le'ayiluch HaChomim. Shimon HaTimini said, we are Masiri even for Deva. The Chom did not agree with this. Gemara says, Rav Amar Anini Hashem Anini. Gemara brings from Rav, Masir does not mean to blow the shofar, rather we pray for them. Anini Hashem Anini. Answer me Hashem, answer me. Masnisa Pliga Al Rav, Rav Yosi Omer Le'ezra Avrei L'Tzahaka, Natanya Kadmaya Savameima Afri L'Tzahaka. And the Gemara objects, our Mishnah disagrees with Rav. Rav Yosi says, we are Masir for help but not for prayer. This implies that the first kind of holds is even for prayer, meaning Masriya is blowing the shofar. Levi ben Sisi bo agaisos le'iroi notosif tov alu shagag amar rabbeinu ilomim in batlis chada mila min hadin sefer agaisa yarlunun v'en loy yizlun loin yad is bo'un v'loy ishtakchun. Troops came to the city of Levi ben Sisi. He took a sefer Torah and ascended to the top of the roof. He said, Master of the world, if I was mevatel, if I negated even one word of the sefer Torah, the troops should enter, and if not, they should leave. Immediately, they wanted to find the troops, and they couldn't be found. Amidei Avad Kain Yevches Yodei V'Azmanoin. His Talmud did this way, his hand dried, which is a punishment because he wasn't so worthy, and they went away. Amid Talmidei Avad Laivash Yodei Le'Azlunoin Leima She'ein Shoten Nifko V'Leibasa Amis Magish V'Iznol. The Talmud of his Talmud did so, his hand did not dry, but it didn't go away, which shows that a lunatic does not feel when he gets injured, and dead flesh does not feel the knife that cuts it, and he didn't realize his sin, and therefore he wasn't punished.